Amber Foster, welcome back to WBOY.
Thanks for having me, Sean. I'm so glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the CSA now. This seems like an arts model that we haven't necessarily seen in Fort Wayne before.
Right. So at ArtLink, we truly believe that we need to kind of flip the economic model when it comes to art. So as it exists now, artists create work and then hope someone will buy it, not being compensated for the hours that they've already put in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're borrowing this model from an organization like ArtLink in Minneapolis. It's a community-supported arts program. And when I say that, I also like to say you're familiar with community-supported agriculture, like green bean delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So you subscribe to this service, and they deliver boxes of what's supposed to be locally produced fruits and vegetables to your door.
Right.
With the idea that you're connecting consumer to producer and building those connections. That's the same philosophy behind community-supported arts. So ArtLink is compensating the artists up front to produce their work. So that's a new concept, a new economic model. And then we are encouraging art lovers, emerging art lovers, maybe people who don't know they love art yet, to make a small investment and purchase a share in our program. And so for $300, people receive a share. And in exchange for that support, they're going to receive 9 pieces of locally produced art over the course of the summer, delivered to them in 2 boxes at 2 parties, basically, where artists and consumers can come together, they can meet, they can network. It's a great opportunity for artists to meet those who are purchasing their art,
mm-hmm.
and a great opportunity for our community to meet our artists and really build those connections. So we're really excited about the program.
Can you talk a little bit more about the problem that you're trying to solve with this program? Because, yeah, I mean, a lot of artists right now, they are essentially creating work on spec.
Exactly. So the construction industry works in that way a little bit, but home builders certainly like it a lot better when the house is sold before they start building it. So a similar concept here with artists. An artist is going to do what they do because they love it, but more and more we'd like to see our artists getting paid to do what they love to do. And so instead of putting all of the risk on the shoulders of the artists, ArtLink is shouldering some of that risk by putting the upfront compensation out there for artists. And we're just asking the community to help offset a little bit of that so that our artists can feel happy that the work they're producing is already sold and going to a good home. Kind of frees them up emotionally and mentally as they're going through this process. I am not a visual artist, but I am a writer. And fortunately, most of the time, I'm paid for the writing that I do. It might be more difficult for me to write if I'm writing something and hoping someone will buy it or publish it. I want the same model applied to artists. I know they're going to produce no matter what because they're artists and that's what they do. But at ArtLink, we firmly believe that if we can lift up our creative core and help more and more visual artists and creative entrepreneurs actually make a living doing what it is that they love, that's going to lend vibrancy to our entire community. It's going to make it a place where we all want to live and work because there's going to be more opportunity for us to enjoy arts, whether it's visual arts, culinary arts, whatever type of art makes your life richer. That's what we want to do. So we think this model, we're testing it with a small pool. We've got 20 shares available this first time around,
mm-hmm.
9 artists who were juried in out of a pool of artists who applied. And it's a diverse group of artists too. We've got some visual artists, printmaker, a musician, a writer, and a couple potters. So it's going to be a very diverse offering.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it looks like you worked really hard to recruit artists across media. This isn't, because with a program like this, probably a lot of people are thinking it's going to be 9 paintings or
right.
It's going to be 9 sculptures. But you have music in this. You have pottery, as you mentioned. It looks like it's it was important to get that variety in there.
Exactly. So our artist community here in Northeast Indiana is extremely diverse. And I think a lot of times when people think art, they think paintings
mm-hmm.
or maybe sculpture. There's been more sculpture available to us recently. But music and writing falls into that. Pottery, printmaking, graphic design, those are all forms of art. And so we want to introduce the community and help them appreciate all forms of art. And we're making it really accessible. I wasn't really aware of this coming into the arts world. I joined ArtLink in September, coming from more social services. What I didn't realize is there's a real barrier sometimes between art and the community, whether it's a perception that galleries are fancy, or you're supposed to act a certain way within them, or that art is unobtainable because it's too pricey, or I don't understand it. There are a lot of barriers. So with this program, we're trying to eliminate those barriers. We're saying, hey, look, you don't need to know anything about art. You might not even know you like art. We're making it affordable, and we're going to give you a good variety to whet your appetite. If you're interested in starting a collection, maybe you're a young person and have no idea how to do that, this will jumpstart it. And because we're going to carry this program forward, you're going to have multiple opportunities in the years to come to really build up that collection. So this program is so multifaceted. It benefits the community. It benefits the individual artist. It benefits ArtLink. It's just a win-win-win for everyone.
So who's the buyer that you're trying to target with this? And you sort of touched on it just now, but who are you going after here? Is it everybody? Is it that younger person? Is that the collector who may not be collecting locally yet? Who are you looking
all
at?
All of the above.
All of the above.
So when we launched the program, immediately our volunteers and board were like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And I said, it is. So please don't buy all the shares, because I know board of directors
and
volunteers
and
staff. I know that you love ArtLink and art and our local artists. Let's keep some of those shares available for the rest of the community. So I've got my board on hold. Otherwise, all 20 shares would be gone. And really opening this up to the community and maybe people who aren't familiar with ArtLink and our artists, maybe people who have just moved here and were art supporters in their previous community and haven't been formally introduced to ours, this would be a perfect opportunity, because we're going to have those two pickup receptions, one at our gallery and one at the Joseph Dequy Farm out near Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be an experience where you get to know ArtLink, get to know the artists, and get to know each other.
Do you think this is a sustainable model for the future of this organization anyway, and the artists you have a relationship with now?
I think so. And the reason I think so is because we borrowed this model from another city. Minneapolis is obviously bigger than us and different than us, but we scaled it down a little bit. They've seen a lot of success there, and it's really kind of revolutionized the way that artists and consumers think about art. So no longer, again, is an artist producing a body of work, trying to find a place to show it, and hoping someone buys it. And then consumers know exactly where they can come to get great, original, locally produced art. So I think that the need for that is only going to grow. And as more people jump on board and subscribe to this idea, we hope we can grow CSA to include more artists each time and across all spectrums, from emerging to professional. We have a very, like I said before, diverse artist community here.
Amber Foster, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And if you want to learn more about the CSA or any of ArtLink's programs, go to ArtLinkFW, like Fort Wayne, .com, and you'll find everything you need.